Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, I'm going to look at the number one biggest mistake we make in business. No, it's not your marketing. It's not your sales. It's not even your team. In fact, it's not even yourself. The number one mistake we make in business is that we don't create leverage. We don't think in terms of what does leverage mean to us? How could we leverage? When you think the majority of businesses, and in fact the business owner, have a glorified job. They're the boss of themselves. But they're still working so hard simply because they either don't understand the concept of leverage, they don't know how to create leverage, or it's just not in their realm of thinking. Something I learned really early on when I first left teaching and I started our tutoring business, and here I was racing from suburb to suburb. I had 10 minutes, 15 minutes from finishing one to going to the next and starting it, then finishing, going to the next. It gets tiring. Eventually, you get frustrated. You get some bad days and you go, why am I doing this? And unfortunately, you can't stop because that's now your source of income. Well, the thing that changed was, I remember someone telling me, at the moment, there is only so many people that you could work with because you only have so many hours in the day. That's 100%. There is only so many people I could work with because there are only so many hours in the day. Does your business have a ceiling? Does it eventually have to just have no more ability to grow because you don't tap into leverage? So the big problem is if you don't have leverage and it's all you, your stress levels are through the roof. You've got so many different hats on. You have to learn so many different things. You have to be able to adapt and change and take this hat off and this hat on, and it's just constant throughout the day. There is no possible way that you can be great at everything. We're just not. So therefore, there are elements in your business which you're not great at, which are not as optimized as what they could be. When you think about it that way, why would you want that sort of business? When you don't leverage, you don't have the ability to grow to the extent that you want to grow to. I could probably take on maybe 30 tutoring clients if it was just me. In fact, right now, if it was just me, I could probably take on maybe 40, 50 clients. And I would be going from 7 a.m. through to 10 p.m. every day of the week. And if I got sick, bad luck. If I was in an accident, bad luck. See, when you think about it like that, it's not realistic that you could grow your business. In fact, I would even say you don't actually have a business. If everything is dependent on you, you don't have a business. When we talk to business owners, there's one common thing. When we ask, so what do you reckon the bottleneck is? And the one common answer we get all the time, 9 times out of 10, me, I'm the bottleneck. And we are. We're exactly that. Because either we have our hats, too many hats, we've got fingers in every element of the business, and it slows down other people from being able to do things. One thing I learned really fast was to empower our team that they own that little area. Come to me with how you're going to improve it, what you're going to do, how you're going to make it better. Don't wait for me to come to you. You take ownership of it. I don't want to be the bottleneck that slows things down. I don't want to prevent your thinking, your ideas. See, what happens is if you get good leverage, and that might be leverage with team members, it might be leverage around your marketing, leverage around your sales, might be leverage around making sure you've got the right systems, might be leverage around your client customer care. Leverage just simply means you're not doing it. So whether it's someone else doing it or whether it's through automation, you now have leverage and the ability to grow. So let's have a bit of a look. Right now, if I was to say, where are the bottlenecks in your business? Yeah, I get that it's you, but where specifically? Is it that you don't have the right systems and processes for when you have an influx of clients, customers? Is it around the nurturing of your clients, your customers? Is it around your marketing and constantly bringing in new qualified leads? Is it around your sales, being able to keep up so you can have more sales appointments and make more sales? Is it around team? Is it around your networks? Is it around partnerships? Like, pretty much you can leverage in just about any element at all. And we're just simply not. So the first thing in terms of going about how can you better leverage is that you need to understand where these roadblocks and obstacles are. Once you do that and you've created a bit of a list, you can start looking at then solutions to get you away from it. When we do an organization chart in our business, and if you were to do one, your name is probably pretty much on 99% of the positions. And that's how it is at the beginning. But you should have a goal to remove your name from each of the things that have to happen in your business. You should be removing your name from accounts. You should be removing your name from billing. You should be removing your name from customer care, client care, removing your name from marketing, removing your name from sales. Bit by bit, you should be removing your name. So your job as a business owner is to sit above and to be able to lead and to be able to create decisions that allow you to, your business to grow and your clients to get better results. That's where you should be focused on. That's where your genius should be. It's really hard for you to be doing that if you're dealing with having to chase up money. You're dealing with people who haven't paid, people who are coming on and you've got to set up their payment details. If you're having to reconcile accounts and all the receipts, if you're having to bring leads in and then nurture and educate them and then sell to them and then onboard them, you've only got a limited amount that you could ever grow by. And that's simply because the model and the system and the structure that you have. You probably haven't thought about how do I leverage and go from having a nice job, which I'm the boss at, to having a business. Because there's a big difference. So how could you leverage better within your business? I know when I look at all of our businesses, this is our seventh, so six along the way, every business grew dramatically, like it was a straight line up in terms of growth through a partnership that we leveraged into. There's no way I could have gone and found. In the tutoring business, we had 460 odd families in 2 weeks. No possible way that I could have done that. Just me. The marketing business, we had nearly 4,500 clients in 60 days. No possible way could I have done that. Everything happened through leverage. Now, you might be really good at something. Okay, so you might be really good at that technical thing or that practitioner thing, or that particular service you provide, and that's fine. But you also have to be great at being able to train someone else to do it. Because if it's always you doing it, what happens if you get sick? What happens if you're in an accident? What happens if you just want a break? You can't. There's something which I picked up nearly 10 years ago when we were first going into business. And it was a simple thing that probably a throwaway comment to them. Yet to me, it has always stuck with me. I would prefer to be doing nothing than everything. Now, when I first heard it, it was like, oh, it's a bit lazy. But then when I actually understood it and the years went past and I watched them, they were the hardest working person there. But they were the hardest working person on strategy, on leading, on bringing people together. There was a huge difference on what they were working on versus what everyone else was working on. Because simply, you just don't have the capacity to be able to grow if your mind is in every little element of your business, if you've got every hat on. The one thing that I believe over the last few years that I want to continue to do a better job at is simply to lead our team better. So therefore, if I've got team doing everything else and we're leveraged and I've got the ability to do that, I don't need to be taking up emotional energy, time, doing those other things. That's when you can start to be able to grow a business when you have leverage. So leverage comes in so many different ways. So I want you to be thinking, how do I change and not be the person doing everything? I might be the best person at it. Well, your job is to teach someone to be just as good as you, not for you to do it. We've got a good friend. And I heard the other day, like they did close to 8 figures in the month. In the month of April, where we have a pandemic and most businesses can't sell a thing. And they did nearly 10 times more than what they would normally do. How? Well, they're super leveraged, because they've got 60 salespeople. So if you can feed the mouse of 60 salespeople, you're making an awful lot of sales. And now they would be absolutely probably one of the best I know in terms of being able to make a sale. They don't do a single bit of it. They just make sure that they do a great job of training those 60 people and they sit above making sure that the strategy is being looked after, that everybody's on the same page, driving the same bus. That's what we should be doing as business owners when we've got leverage within our business. Now, depending on where you're at right now in your business will depend on whether you can just do that instantly like that or whether you're going to gradually make that happen. But one thing you can definitely do no matter what stage of your business you are at, is that you can leverage through partnerships, through your networks, and through referral sources to help bring in new, warm, qualified leads into your business. So that's something no matter what you're doing, what stage of your business you're at, that can always take place and always happen. So just have a bit of a think. Create a list. Maybe do your organization chart. How do you start removing all the hats that you wear for other people? If you want to be able to grow your business, this is easily the number one mistake. And it's a way of thinking to how do we get more leverage into our business. Hopefully that's been super helpful. If you do this right, then you will get back more time, more freedom, and your business will grow because you're not the roadblock and obstacle in it day in, day out. Make sure you remember to come join us in our Million Dollar Referral Facebook group. Grab 9 accelerated trainings. You've got links below wherever you happen to be watching and listening to this podcast. So make sure you get our 9-point referral game plan. Join us in our Facebook group and look forward to hearing from you. If you've got any questions, just reach out wherever you happen to be listening to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. And I'll catch you again next week. Take care, everyone.